Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Thank you so much for listening. Eon the Peon is here with me. Dan Strauss has the day off today, so Tim Weiland is filling in for me. That means Tim will be answering your phone calls now for the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days and you'd like to give it a shot, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. Before we play today, I do have my suggested Google search of the day. I strongly suggest you try to find the image of the guy whose hand is on his ankle.
What?
Don't just do hands grasping ankles, because you'll get photos that you do not want to see.
No.
You want to find the picture of Chinese factory worker Zhao Wei, who lost his right hand in an accident at work, was severed by the machinery. But they took the hand and Zhao to the hospital, and doctors there say they're going to save the limb by temporarily grafting his hand to his ankle. They have to do that because you can't just keep the hand alive in a refrigerator. It's got to have blood supply for the tissue to remain alive.
This is like the guy, a couple months ago that had the nose transplant?
The replacement nose on his forehead. A 22-year-old guy who was hurt in a car accident last year, and growing that nose took about 9 months. Now, they say that this guy, when all is said and done, he'll be able to lead a normal life. But right now, you can see the picture of the hand. It looks very weird. Here's his leg, here's his foot, and at a right angle from his ankle is the hand.
You have to find socks, I guess.
Well, he is hospitalized.
Oh, okay. He's not walking around.
No, it's not like he's getting up and walking around, although doing a handstand would be easy for him.
But he will have to at a certain point. He's not going to be bedbound the whole time.
Well, I don't know how long they have to keep him in there, because with the nose, they grew the nose from scratch.
Yes.
With cells that they put in there and cartilage that they put in there. This is his actual full-size hand. It's already grown. They just have to wait until he recovers from his other injuries, particularly the arm that had the hand cut off.
Sure.
And once he's recovered from that, so I think he's staying in the hospital the whole time, and then they'll put the hand back on. And but in the meantime, if his foot itches, he can scratch it having to bend down at all. Look for that, because it is a more amazing photo of the week. All right, let's meet our contestants for the Harris Challenge. Hello, Steve, you're up first today.
Hey guys, Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hey Steve.
Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just trying to make my way home on the busy roads for Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Let me turn on a semi-random category computer. That's where we keep the questions and categories for the Harris Challenge. They come spilling out every Friday at this time when we push that button. And category one is always our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Then category two, it's Christmas at the movies. And category three, all American cities and states. Which one would you like?
Oh, man. Let's do the Christmas movies one.
All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer. Work our way up to the five-pointer. And if you pass on one, that's okay. You can come back and pick it up later, as long as you do it before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because then I'll tally your points. If you don't get past the halfway point, 7.5 or less, I'm going to have to punish you. But if you do, if you get 8 or more, then you will win a prize package chosen especially for you by Substitute Prize Guy.
Yay! The prize man!
That's right, Paul. We've got prizes for the Harris Challenge. Winners will get their choice of 12 donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant and Cottleville.
Cottleville.
$20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs. Werenberg. Well, do we got to do this? Werenberg's movie passes. Your choice to see The Wolf of Wall Street, ooh, Anchorman 2,
yeah,
Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones,
yep,
The Book Thief.
Yeah.
And we have one pass to each movie. Each pass gets two people in.
Okay. I noticed that the slogans for Subliminal and Werenberg sound very
pretty similar.
Yeah. So you get your choice of those, Steve. Or if you get all the questions correct, and then we call that a clean sweep, and you win all the prizes, And that's a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Steve, your category, it's Christmas at the movies. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What's the name of the building where John McClane attends a Christmas party in the first Die Hard movie?
Nakatomi?
Correct. What is the prize the old man wins in A Christmas Story?
Leg lamp.
Correct. Who played the Prime Minister in Love Actually?
The guy who did the thing in the car with the girl.
You can pass if you want.
All right, pass.
What's the name of the angel in It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, the old man. Gosh. You know that'll come to me.
You want to pass?
One more. Give me the last one.
All right. Who played the two burglars in the first Home Alone movie?
Joe Pesci, Daniel Stern.
Correct. Now back to the who played the Prime Minister in Love Actually?
I know the old man's name was Clarence.
The name of the angel in It's a Wonderful Life is Clarence.
Ooh, nice.
I have to ask our judges on the Prime Minister in Love Actually, can we accept the guy who did the thing with the hooker in the car?
The car team. No.
Yeah. We actually needed his name?
Yes.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah, that would have been a clean sweep.
Yes, it would. By the way, I believe her name was Denise Brown. And why do I know that? Why is that in my head? How did that get... I don't know my brother's phone number, but I know Hugh Grant's hooker's name. Let's see how you did here, Steve. You got everything but the three-pointer. So 12 points. Congratulations. You're a winner.
All right.
Stand by, and Tim will tell you how you get your prizes. I'm going to move on to contestant number two now, and that's Kara. Hi, Kara.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Right now, I'm actually driving around the airport waiting for my husband because he was mountain lion hunting in Arizona.
Wow. Are you sitting in the cell phone lot, or are you making the circle?
I'm doing the circle thing.
All right. I hope you hook up with him soon. Let's see which categories we have here. We have you been paying attention? We have all American cities and states, or our third category, loose ends. Which one would you like?
I guess I'll try the cities and states.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Kara, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which rock band had a hit with Carry On My Wayward Son?
Oh, for basic.
It's the name of a city or a state.
Boston.
Kansas. Which TV show took place at the South Fork Ranch?
Dallas.
Correct. In what title city did Tom Hanks live in a movie co-starring Meg Ryan?
Seattle.
Correct. Which movie musical won Golden Globes for Renee Zellweger and Richard Gere?
Oh, brother. I have no idea. I'll pass.
What state did Gladys Knight take the midnight train to in 1973?
Georgia.
Correct. Which movie, we're back to the four-pointer, which movie musical won Golden Globes for Renee Zellweger and Richard Gere?
I have no idea. Dang.
The movie was called Chicago. But the good news for
Good grief, yes, the musical. For
yeah. The good news for you, Kara, is you got the two, the three, and the five. That's 10 points, and you're a winner.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations. Hang on.
Thank
and
you.
Tim will tell you how you get your prize.
I have a correction real quick.
A correction?
Yes, Hugh Grant's hooker, Divine Brown.
Divine Brown.
Denise Brown was Nicole Brown Simpson's sister, I think.
Oh.
I believe that's where you...
Thank you very much.
You're close. Very close, though.
What? You know what?
Denise, not a very hookerish name, though.
No, you're Divine absolutely is a right. Lot of close. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And you know what? One of the digits in my brother's phone number just came to my head. It's a two. Now that I have Denise out of there. Oh, wait, no. I lost the two because now Divine is in there.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much. Here's our third contestant today. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Paul. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I hate Christmas.
Wow.
That's all I got.
All right. And that's it for today's episode of Duck Dynasty. Scott, we have you been paying attention? We have loose ends, or our new third category. I didn't know he was in that.
I didn't know he was in that.
Okay. I should say I didn't know they were in that, because there will be a female person showing up in here, a female human person for that matter.
Sounds good.
I need a vacation. Scott, we've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 30 rock star played a teacher in the movie musical, in the movie Mean Girls?
Pass.
Two-pointer. Which Everybody Loves Raymond co-star played the monster in Young Frankenstein?
The dad. Pass, I'll think of it.
Which West Wing cast member played a sleazy TV producer in Wayne's World?
Pass. I'm not doing real good on this.
No, you're not. Which Frasier co-star once played John Dean in the movie Nixon?
Pass. I sense the punishment coming.
Chose the category of your own free will. Which SNL star plays Bruce Dern's son in the new movie Nebraska?
Just send it now. Give it to me, Paul. I got nothing.
You don't want to guess on any of those? The 30
rocks? I have no idea. I think Everybody Loves Raymond. It's the dad.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
That is correct.
Though.
That is correct. It is the dad. His name is Peter Boyle, the 30 rock star who played a teacher in Mean Girls. That was the female human person I was referring to. That's Tina Fey. The West Wing cast member who played a sleazy TV producer in Wayne's World was Rob Lowe. The Frasier co-star who played John Dean in the movie Nixon was David Hyde Pierce. And the SNL star who's now in Nebraska with Bruce Dern is Will Forte. Well, Scott, I will tell you that before you got in here today, if you include last week and the week before, we had 8 consecutive winners on the Harris Challenge.
Oh, I'm sorry to ruin it for you.
We haven't punished anybody in quite some time.
We were anxious to hear the music.
Well, because it's our last show before Christmas, Ian did a little bit of searching, and I have a whole bunch of kind of schlocky Christmas music on my hard drive that we could have dug out today, but I will give Ian credit for finding this one, because I don't think anything says Christmas more than the Ramones.
Merry Christmas, I don't want you fighting that with.
Yeah, Joey singing the immortal Merry Christmas,
bad.
I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. That was the song where they considered using a fourth chord, but decided against it at the last minute.
That would take practice to learn.
Scott, thank you for playing. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Happy Hanukkah to you.
Thank you very much. Here's our final contestant today. Hello, Toby.
Hi, Paul.
I'm sorry, you're not our final contestant. You're our fourth contestant. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am sitting in traffic on Manchester Road, hating life, and would like to tell everyone to watch out for motorcycles.
Okay. Is this one of those traffic nightmares brought on by people shopping on this last weekend before Christmas?
I would only assume.
Either that or it's a line for the Waffle House. One of the two. Here are your categories. Have you been paying attention, or loose ends?
I'll try loose ends.
60 seconds on the clock. Toby, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which spacecraft was Jim Lovell the commander of when he said, Houston, we have a problem?
I'll pass.
What kind of book did Noah Webster first publish in 1828?
Pass.
What disease did Dr. Jonas Salk create a vaccine for in the mid-1950s?
Smallpox.
Polio. When the first elephant was brought to the U.S. in 1796, what country did it come from?
Africa.
That's a continent.
Or continent, South Africa.
Oh, you're still wrong. It's India. Which of the five Great Lakes is the only one to lie entirely within the United States?
Erie.
Michigan. Back to the one-pointer. The spacecraft Jim Lovell was commander of when he said, Houston, we have a problem.
Apollo 13.
Correct. What kind of book did Noah Webster first publish in 1828?
A children's book.
The Dictionary. If you look up Noah,
oh, I didn't even hear that. Yeah.
If you look up Noah Webster in the dictionary, it says you're kidding, right?
Yeah.
Toby, all you got was the one pointer for Apollo 13, and that means Joey has a message for you.
Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen? Merry Christmas, Merry, Merry, Merry
Boris Blitzen, baby. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Toby. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Here's our final contestant. Hello, Steve.
Hey, I'm in the PM. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. 5 second cheap plug opportunity. Go.
Oh, just happy holidays. I'd like to congratulate Steve for winning earlier, and I'd like to say hello to everybody out there in St. Louis.
Okay. Are you saying that as a shout-out from one Steve to another?
Yes.
Okay. Nicely done. Have you been paying attention? Is the only category left on the board?
That's what I was hoping for.
Good choice. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what reality show will Phil Robertson no longer appear after making racist and homophobic remarks to GQ magazine? Duck Dynasty is right. Which retailer announced this week that information about 40 million customer credit card accounts had been stolen from its database?
Target.
Target is right. Which daytime talk show host announced that this season would be her last? Pass on that. Where did China land a vehicle last weekend known as the Jade Rabbit?
The moon.
The moon is right. What became the 17th state to legalize gay marriage after a court ruling this week?
Earlier question, Ellen.
No, it's Katie Couric. 17th state to legalize gay marriage.
Nevada?
Did you say Nevada? The correct answer is New Mexico. Although if you'd really been paying attention, you would have heard our reports this afternoon that a federal judge in Utah has struck down that state's ban on same-sex marriage, putting them on track to become the 18th to legalize gay marriage. So let's see how you did here, Steve. You're on a roll with the 1 and the 2, and then you missed the 3, and you got the 4, and you missed the 5. So, only 7 points, Steve.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. We were on a roll here, too, and then we rolled into the Ramones. This is from the Ramones album. I didn't hear those lyrics. What was that again?
Where is Rudolph? Where is Lucy? Merry Christmas, merry, merry, merry Christmas. All the children.
Steve, I'm sorry you didn't win like the other Steve did, but thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge.
Merry Christmas. You guys have a good day.
You have a Merry Christmas, too. That is the Harris Challenge. We have one more for 2013. You will hear it next Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.